We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Let's say that you are a famous person, and someone writes an article or book about you that makes factual claims that are very hurtful and damaging. In fact, you can't go to the grocery store without seeing magazine headlines claiming that you are romantically involved with other famous people, have a fatal disease, have a mental disorder, are being held hostage by your egotistical spouse, or are having an alien's offspring. What can you do about this? This month, Sarah Palin pondered her choices after Joe McGinnis published a book called The Rogue, which painted several unflattering portraits of Palin and her family. Shortly after the release of the book, Palin announced that she might sue McGinnis and his publisher. Any claim Palin has regarding the book will fall under the tort of defamation, which covers both recorded or written libel and spoken slander. For Palin to succeed, she has to prove that the statements were false as a threshold matter. In addition, the statements must assert a fact, not an opinion. To say that a restaurant's food is awful is an opinion. To say that a restaurant has rats in the kitchen is a statement of fact. However, a false statement alone is not enough to win a libel suit. Society has an interest in persons not having their reputations damaged by the false public statements of another. But in the U.S., the Supreme Court has also held that in certain circumstances, we must balance this interest with the free speech rights of the speaker. Therefore, in cases in which the subject of the statements is a public figure or the topic is a public matter, the speaker is afforded some protection. A public figure may be either a public official, from the President of the United States to a police officer, or someone who is a household name because of voluntary activity, such as a political speaker or a sports or entertainment figure. Because Palin is both a former public official and a public figure with some celebrity, she will have to prove that McGinnis published the false statements with actual malice, which means that he knew the statements were false at the time or was reckless as to their falsity. If Palin were a private figure and the topic were one of private concern, then she would not have to show any type of fault at all. Showing actual malice will be a heavy burden for Palin, and this obstacle is why most celebrities rarely take the time or effort to sue supermarket tabloids that will be in the recycle bin in a few days. In addition, some states, including California, have enacted anti-SLAP statutes, an acronym for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. If a plaintiff files a lawsuit, including a defamation lawsuit, against someone speaking out on a matter of public interest, then the defendant may invoke the statute to ask for a dismissal unless the plaintiff can prove that the lawsuit is likely to prevail. In a letter to Random House, Palin suggested that she would sue under Alaska state law, which does not have an anti-SLAP statute. Occasionally, celebrities win defamation suits. Sharon Stone, then 47, successfully settled a lawsuit against a California plastic surgeon who implied that she had been his patient. However, David Beckham was unsuccessful in his suit against In Touch magazine because he could not prove that the magazine had reason to believe that statements made by a prostitute about him were untrue. In fact, the magazine invoked the anti-SLAP statute. Interestingly, some celebrities, including David Beckham, have had more success suing publications circulated in the United Kingdom, which has less robust free speech protections. Finally, many subjects of false statements realize that by pressing a lawsuit, a more negative outcome may result. Either more listeners hear or read the false statements, giving them wider circulation, or a trial will ferret out other unpleasant but true facts for public view. We will have to wait to see if Palin ultimately sues over the Rogue. As an aside, she has announced she would not be a presidential candidate in 2012. This is Christine Hurt.